Recent data from the World Bank estimate that remittances are the largest source of external finance for developing countries, more so than foreign direct investment and even foreign aid. Even as they work to support themselves, their loved ones, and their countries of origin, migrant workers face enormous challenges and often frightening hardship. Spokesperson for the intergovernmental organization working on migration, Gemini Panya, spoke with us about the difficulties facing migrants and their families.
In the whole of the migration debate, an issue that has actually been long overlooked is what the human and social cost is of migrants actually leaving families behind. What is actually happening, whether to the wife and the children or the husband and the children who are left behind? For the women particularly, you know, they end up having to become the head of household. It does actually mean a doubling up of their workload and responsibilities. For children, the absence of a parent and the role model is actually proving to be quite critical in having behavioral problems. One of the other issues that we want to be able to highlight is the fact that for migrants, when they eventually do come back home, you need to be able to have interventions and policies so that they are given reintegration assistance when they come back, whether that involves providing help in getting jobs and livelihood assistance or helping families reintegrate in total. Ultimately, the departure of people to go and work overseas does have a social cost, and it's important to make sure that we eliminate those social costs as much as we can.